Well, this lad up in the mountains was a tall and handsome Swiss. He taught me how to yodel and he taught me how to kiss. He taught me how to cuddle in that good old mountain way. We did our loving on a mountain, yodeling all the way. He taught me to yodel, yodel a dee, yodel a dee, yodel a dee. This is how to yodel, yodel a dee, yodel a dee, yodel a dee. Thank you. And now I'm gonna teach you all to yodel just like me. It's easy while you're singing to go yodel-a-dee. First you take a deep breath and an exhale, 1, 2, 3. And you will hear a yodel if you listen close to me. This is how to yodel, yodel-a-dee, yodel-a-dee, yodel-a-dee. This is how to yodel, yodel-a-dee, yodel-a-dee, yodel-a-dee. Ole, ole,
this is sort of Cowboy Sweetheart. It's sort of Cowboy Sweetheart the first verse and sort of Sailor Sweetheart the second verse. If you can dig that.
You didn't tell why.
Oh, my mother and all her sisters used to date sailors way long time ago, way back when they were dating. And so they rewrote it for sailors. That's the story behind that.
And now I've forgotten cowboys, so I want to be a cowboy.
Oh, thank you.
I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. I want to learn to rope and to ride. I want to ride all the plains and deserts out west of the Great Divide. I want to hear the coyotes howling as the sun sinks in the west. I love to be a cowboy sweetheart. That's the life.
Family from Jacksonville. Now let's welcome a newcomer to the stage, Joanne Cox of Tallahassee. Joanne has just published a book of scriptures set to folk tunes, and she's coming out to share one or two. This is her first appearance solo on the Florida Folk Festival program. Joanne Cox of Tallahassee.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to sing from God's Word. The words will all be quotes from Scripture set to folk tunes, as Cousin Thelma had told you, and the first one is about God's great abundance for those who put their trust in Him. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Come buy without money, come buy without price. Come buy milk and honey from Jesus Christ. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? Your labor for that which satisfieth not. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Hearken unto me, and eat that which is good. Let your soul delight itself in fatness, fatness, fatness. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. The second is from the Psalms and is a prayer I'm sure we all share. You to sing one with me. Am I right in this mic? It's from Thessalonians. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I'll sing one verse and then sing it with me. It's real easy. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Do it with me. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. All right, it has the same ending, but the second verse is praying without ceasing.
Praying without ceasing, for this is will of God. Praying without ceasing, for this is will of God. Praying without ceasing, for this is will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then rejoice evermore. I'd like to hear you. Rejoice evermore, for this is will of God. Rejoice evermore, for this is will of God. Rejoice evermore, for this is will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Love one another. Love one another, for this is will of God. Love one another, for this is will of God. Love one another, for this is will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And it's the last verse, back to the beginning. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is will of God. In everything, give thanks, for this is will of God. In everything, give thanks, for this is will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank you.
This is her collection, and I hope you'll buy her out. She's in one of the booths over here in the crafts area. Let's give her another hand for the magnificent work she's done. This next group is exciting. We know that up in Georgia, in South Georgia, in Mississippi, in Alabama, in West Florida, there are sacred harp singing. And sacred harp singing is an ancient mode of giving thanks to the Lord. And we've tried hard to get a group to come to the festival, but they're always so busy doing their thing with each other that they are reluctant to leave home until during Stephen Foster Music Days, which is an event for elementary and secondary school groups here in the spring just before Easter. Watch for the dates of it. We have more than 2,000 singers and players and performers, young people. Robert Clark, Robert E. Clark, from Greensboro. Oh, wasn't that terrible? That was just awful. From Greensboro, came and brought his school group and some of the cutest little picking and singing boys you ever saw in your life. He said, well, I can bring you sacred harp singers. He said, my family are sacred harp singers. So here they are.
Too close. We're going to do some singing. We're advertised as singers in the program, but we have a lot of fun in the family with instruments also. I want to emphasize that we play with the instruments more than we play them. We're going to do three or four traditional fiddle and whatever tunes. This is the only member with us today who's not in the family, and he's one of those cute little pickers Cousin Thelma was talking about from my school. This is Harold Dean. I'm Robert Clark, and this is my mother, Catherine. We'll start off, we won't even name them. You just see if you remember them, if you're old enough.
I am.
All right, is this the one? Did I start right there? Thank you. Edwin. Thank you. We're going to do a tune now that some of you may want to join in with. Thank you. Now I don't have to bend over. Thank you. Join in if you feel like it. This is an old tune also. It's When You and I Were Young, Maggie. We do it slow the first time. Listen if you would. Then when we pick up the tempo a little bit, join in. Clap your hands, fingers, toes, what have you. Now, a tune from the mountains, we thought we should at least do one traditional mountain fiddle tune. It's called Leather Breeches.
In the Kentucky Mountains.
Kentucky Mountains. My mother's from Kentucky, and she always has prided herself in that. Okay. One other, and I'm sure you'll recognize this. Thank you. Okay, bring on the singer. I'll go ahead and be talking while he's setting the mics. Just want to tell you a little bit about this music we're going to do. It says Sacred Harp. It's from an old book that was published in the 1850s, which is called The Harp of Zion. It comes from a method of sight singing and learning to read music that was utilized in, I don't know wherever else, but it was used by my great-grandfather in Wayne County, Kentucky in the 1860s and 70s. He was a music teacher at a public school, at the public schools in the county, and also taught singing in the church. As you know, the Church of Christ does not use any instrumental music in the church, inside the sanctuary. And so everyone who sang, sang a part. The system of reading is very different. We have had to transcribe it into modern musical language so that we could read it and then learn it. It uses numbers as a system, which I think predates the do-re-mi, the solfeggio, or whatever it's called. And whenever the leader got up to sing, he would intone the tonic of the chord, or the bass note of the chord, and then everybody in the congregation found their note, and then a beat was given, and they started to sing. Notice at first, and I'll tell you a little bit more as we go along, that the tunes are very rhythmic, almost too rhythmic for our ears, or what we think of as hymns today, and that the words don't always fit. If the music was the way they wanted it, and the accent came on the second syllable of a word, then that's where they put it. So if the word sounds strange to your ears, listen primarily to the music. The Harp of Zion. This first tune is called, the first hymn rather, is called Golden Harps.
There's music in the upper and the choral notes that swell are sweeter, fuller, richer, far than human lips can tell. When rings the gush of golden harps and heavenly flutes are swell to tell the quenchless love of him who o'er all lost world wed, to tell the quenchless love of him. Song in that far off world, what thrilling rapture brings.
And the next tune, before I introduce the members of our family, Music of the Morn.
Behold the beauties of the morn when day begins to rise. The dew, the sparkle in the light, like myriad angel eyes. The rippling stream, the waterfall, the purling brooklet's lay. All sing and shine with life and joy to hail the newborn.
Let me quickly name us. We're all Clarks, either originally or by marriage. There's Deborah, Ann, Lamar, Mary Catherine, Catherine, Alan, and myself, Robert. We're going to do two others now that will be that are short, and two of our favorites. We want to get them in. This one is called Creation, and you probably hear it in most of your hymn books today.
One and two.